Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My name is Mike. Allie, Squid, Dylon, hanging out with you here on this beautiful Wednesday morning, man. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the ride in. Thank you so much for bringing us along with you. You can find us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game or on the Odyssey app. It is time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Who is to blame in the Kirk Cousins saga, coming off the quarterback documentary on Netflix? Do you place blame somewhere else than you originally did? I know people blame Kirk. Some people blame Raheem or Terry or the Falcons organization for drafting Michael Penix or whatever it may be. Where does the blame sit with you? Also, what's your attention level to the Atlanta Braves right now? Are you staying up last night? Are you watching? Did you get past the first inning? Because I did not. I was like, dude, I can't stomach watching one more minute of Didier Fuentes. I didn't think, we went through this conversation 2 weeks ago. I didn't think he'd get another start after his second one. But then you had to out of necessity. Now, necessity is you find somebody else to throw because you can't afford one of these. Can't afford one of these every fifth day.
It's not. I think at this point, I'm not sure if it's about affording another one of these for the team in Atlanta. I think it's more about the future of a player who you think has a future in the big leagues. And I don't think you want to. I just don't think running him out at this level is good. What was the guy? There was a guy that we drafted. It was like 2007. And drafted him, and like a month later, he was in the big leagues. And he has like a good outing, and then he gave up like Kyle Davies, I think, is who I'm thinking of.
From college ball? Or
yeah,
was he?
Yeah, and he gave up like three grand slams in like his first five appearances, and he was done. And it just, I think it was Kyle Davies, and it just killed him. Grant would know, I'm going to text him. But it just killed his career. And you don't want to do that to Fuentes. You can ruin guys. You can break them mentally.
Yeah.
And this kid's young, so I'm not sure if it's quite something's going to happen to him like that. But I think that's where you're at now. And bring up a guy, this little Colby Allard, I think, is down there, who I'd forgotten about. I thought we had traded him. Apparently, he's down there. I think I know Hurston Waltrip. You could call him up. So that might be a better route than running Fuentes back out there because he's just not ready.
No, your bullpen's not ready for that. To have to do that every fifth day, to be able to cover 7-8 innings every fifth day is just not. It's not something you're going to be able to rely on. 404-726-0929 if you guys want to weigh in on the Braves or the Kirk Cousins drama.
So tonight with Bryce Elder on the mound, are you guys going to be staying up to watch it, or are you just kind of like, eh, I'm good?
I'm going to tentatively watch it. I'm going to schedule myself to watch it.
Okay.
I am. I'm going to schedule myself to at least watch the first few innings. If things start to go sideways again, though, I'm going to be like, you know what? This team doesn't deserve any more of my time. I hate to say that because we've invested so much time as fans into this team and wanting to pull them through, but there just comes a point where in a relationship you have to draw back a little bit. You know what I mean? And I think that's where I'm at
protect
with the Braves.
Protect your pieces,
you
they
do.
Say.
You do. And I'm like, dude, y'all are in Sacramento, 10 o'clock start time, all the above. So it is what it is. Let's go out to the phone lines. Again, 404-726-0929 if you guys want to weigh in on who's to blame in the Kirk Cousins drama. Let's head out to Norris from Commerce. Norris, what's going on, man? Hope you're having a good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to go ahead and apologize to everyone for my get-off-the-lawn moment. But at this point, I'm just fed up with the entire situation. So my wake-up call goes to everyone. That's media, fans, the organization, Kirk Cousins. Everybody.
Yeah.
It's done. It's over with. It happened last year. We're moving forward. Stop talking about it. Let's focus on the good. We had a great draft. We had great free agency. We made great moves in the offseason. Let's stop focusing on the negative. Let's move forward with the right foot. That's where I stand with this, and that's where I'm trying to get everybody else to stand with it as well, because we're focused on the wrong things.
Yeah.
And as far as the Braves go, I do check in with them on a nightly basis because I've done it my entire life. I'm 37. It'll never stop. The disappointment is never ending this season. It just continues to come along. To be honest with you, I think the beginning of the year with Profar had an effect on the clubhouse. And then they fought back from that. And then the bullpen started blowing everything. And I think the team gave up almost, honestly, is the way that it looked. It's like it doesn't matter. Because if you look at it for the first portion, when we fought back to get back to 500, we were scoring 7 runs, 8 runs, 6 runs, 5 runs. And then the bullpen's blowing the lead. And then you see, now we're not hitting. We're not doing anything. So it's like the offense is feeding off of what has happened. And it's just this negative downfall that just doesn't stop.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, man. Appreciate the phone call. That's Norris from Commerce. I don't know about the pro far thing. And, you know, obviously you're scoring runs at some point, but then you get Ronald Acuña back, and then after the first burst from Ronald Acuña, you kind of fall flat. So it is, you know, look, it is what it is from that aspect.
I got to apologize to Kyle Davies. It was not him. It was Joey Devine I was talking about. He came right out of North Carolina State. He got drafted in like June, and then in July, he was right up here.
I think that they beat Bama in the Super Regionals that year. That's a weird thing. Anyways, I know.
I just want to always correct if I say something wrong.
I did really like his point about we need to move on, because there has been so much excitement around the Falcons and Michael Penix, James Pierce, you know, all of our draft. Like, we're so excited about this upcoming season. Quarterback, too, just kind of brought it all back up.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely ripped the Band-Aid off of an old wound. And I think, look, here's where it's at. We don't have – the Falcons are not at training camp. That's a couple of weeks away. It's not SEC Media Days or All-Star Game right now. And so, you know, this is the lead on everything nationally.
Yeah.
Everything. Like, you turn on any national website or TV channel, whatever it is, this is what they're talking about, and they're talking about this in the backyard. I will say, to our credit, though, Bo and I have been on this train for months now of this is not going to be a problem with Kirk Cousins being the backup quarterback, because the people inside that locker room will not focus on this. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be reading the articles or watching the television shows. He's just going to be another player on the roster. And I think that's the, you know, I think that's what Norris is trying to say when he's like, dude, let's just move on and let's play some football. And eventually we will get there in a couple of weeks being able to talk about that.
Yeah, this is the last. Remember I said that it's kind of the death rattle for the Braves season. This is that for this Kirk Cousins story. This is the end of it. I think there's some closure being gotten from some fans.
Yeah.
That you finally get an insight, kind of seeing inside behind the curtains as much as you can, as much as you ever will for what happens during an NFL player's season. This is as much behind the curtains as you're going to get. And once this is literally tomorrow, you just move on. You know, when you get done with the shows and documentary, because they edit it to make themselves look better.
Yeah. We do have a full phone line, so I want to make sure we try to get through as much of these as we can. Let's go out to an OG. At Mike's Mafia HQ, let's welcome back
Mike,
my man. What's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Good, man. Good. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, yeah. So, Kirk Cousins, don't care. Moved on. Braves, let's go. I'll still cheer for them. I've been cheering for them since the late 80s, early 90s.
There you go.
Love them. We'll always watch for them. And then I think Allie asked, what's the best excuse you could give someone when you don't want to do something?
Yeah.
Just don't want to do it. Don't care. Don't like it. Don't want to do it. There's no excuse. I just thought, oh, that sounds like an awful idea. I just don't want to do it.
Yeah. That's, you know what, man? Appreciate the phone call, Will. Hope
you're
doing well.
That's a perfect call from Will. I agree with him 100%. Everything he said, I'm on board with.
Yeah. I mean, hey, don't need to beat around the bush here. Just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said about somebody who's that blunt and honest.
Yeah, you still have to preserve people's feelings.
I know. It definitely depends on what the topic is.
Imagine it's like a party. I'm having a party. And you're like, I don't care.
Well, if somebody invites you to dinner. I mean, let's go get dinner. I really don't think that sounds fun.
We're just not. Just say we're not up for it tonight. Just not up for it. But I'm with Will, though, about the Braves thing. I've been a fan same amount of time, and this is easier. I think it's harder to watch because you had expectations, and you're still trying to come to grips with that. But if I watched them during the rebuild, I mean, go look at some of the lineups when they were rebuilding this team before this, what we got, this core we got now. I mean,
Yeah. Frustrating is an understatement for this Braves team right now. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's welcome in our buddy James up in Marietta. James, what's going on, man?
Good morning. I hope you're having a blessed day first.
Yeah, same to you.
I didn't see a problem with Kirk Cousins. He didn't do anything that any other football player wouldn't do, which is think that they could do it until they can't.
Right. Yeah, try to grit it out.
I watched the show. They're going to say everybody, you know, we watched Patrick Mahomes limp for a whole quarter.
That's a good point.
You know, just to play. But, I mean, I'm going to shift the focus just a little bit. I watched the show, and I thought about it, and I watched those last little three games with Michael Penix, and he scored 33 points, average of 33 points in those last three games. So I really feel like it was the defense that cost us our playoffs.
My friend James, you are you're onto something there, man. And I think and here's the thing too. I think we saw an uptick in the amount of sacks that the defense was getting towards the end of the season, but I don't know that we saw an uptick in production towards the end of the season. They couldn't. The Washington game, Lord knows, Jaden Daniels was doing whatever he wanted to second half.
You could make an argument that the moment the Falcons playoffs chances were lost was that D'Angelo Malone penalty of what was it, illegal contact?
Yes.
Because they had just sacked Jaden Daniels again. They had the lead. They were going to get the ball back. And then what happens? Jaden Daniels goes down there and they score on that drive. That drive turns into a touchdown. If you want to pinpoint one moment, that could be it. I mean,
yeah, I agree with you. And I think it's such a good call from James too, because you think we spend so much time, and that's, look, there's a reason there's a docuseries called Quarterback,
mm-hmm.
because the quarterbacks are the focus of the team, and anytime you have a guy who's making that much money, who is, you know, obviously all eyes from the previous version of the quarterback and everything else going on in the NFL, and then you make a draft pick like that, and the amount of people paying attention to it, we tend to forget some of the defensive deficiencies when we look at it as a whole last year and how that season ended, man. So it's.
Cost Jesse Bates his 74th overall ranking.
I mean.
I'm serious. I think that's why he was ranked so low.
I agree. It's because you look at the defense as a whole and you go, oh, we can't have a 74th guy from a defense this bad.
Yeah.
That's
why I don't think A.J. Terrell.
That's also why Jeff Ulbrich's here.
Undeservedly. A.J. Terrell deserves to be on that list, and he won't be because of the whole thing.
Yeah,
Jimmy Lake, all those guys.
We can still hold out hope. Maybe. Maybe we'll see him.
Well, this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Coming up, Hawks GM Ansi Saleh talked with the media yesterday. We're going to get some insights from him coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.